Five suburban Pittsburgh cops could face homicide charges. Documents shed new light on Oklahoma City bombing probe. The president may be rethinking GOP welfare plans. Good morning, this is Doug Poling with the CBS World News Roundup. Outside Pittsburgh, an incident chillingly reminiscent of the Rodney King case, only worse. This time, the man, beaten by Brentwood police, died and the cops are being faulted. We have a report from Elaine Effort of CBS radio affiliate KQV.
An Allegheny County coroner's jury found all five white suburban police officers used deadly force without justification in the suffocation death of a black motorist. The jury recommends criminal homicide charges be filed against the officers. Deputy Coroner Art Gilts agrees.
Definitely, citizens should not expect to wind up in the cemetery over a traffic stop.
31-year-old Johnny Gamage died during a struggle with police. He was stopped for allegedly driving erratically. An autopsy revealed no drugs or alcohol in his system, but police say he was out of control. Elaine Effort for CBS News, Pittsburgh.
Gamage was driving a car belonging to his cousin, Pittsburgh Steelers defensive end Ray Seals, who says of the police,
they should pay the price for what they did because obviously the way they went about it was wrong.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson has called the death of Gamage a lynching. Rolando Cruz had been behind bars for more than a decade for the 1983 kidnapping and killing of a 10-year-old girl. Twice he was convicted of murder and sentenced to die. But a judge in Wheaton, Illinois, has set Cruz free, ruling prosecutors failed to prove that Cruz was the killer. Larry Marshall is one of Cruz's lawyers.
It shows that the system can fail miserably for 12 years, but ultimately it can prevail, provided that judges, provided that the citizenry can focus on a case and be willing to examine the facts and realize that mistakes can happen, innocent people can be convicted.
The judge ruled that a police officer lied on the witness stand. The prosecutor called that devastating. There's word that witnesses at the scene of the Oklahoma City bombing saw Timothy McVeigh with another person shortly before the blast. Reporter Deanie Caporal of CBS television affiliate KWTV says newly released court documents indicate the FBI wants search warrants.
They're looking for hair, fibers, oil, fuel, soil, grass, chemicals, and fingerprints, which could be used to identify other people who might have been in the car with Timothy McVeigh. Also for the chemicals which could have been used to build the bomb used to blow up the Murrah Building in downtown Oklahoma City.
The FBI also wants to search the 1977 Mercury Marquis that McVeigh was driving when he was arrested. O.J. Simpson won his big battle, but he's losing lots of smaller ones. The promoter of a sports memorabilia show in Atlantic City early next year has canceled plans for Simpson to be there and sign autographs. Marshall Murdaugh of the Atlantic City Convention and Visitors Bureau says Simpson won't be missed.
We don't perceive it to be any financial loss to the community. We believe we'll probably fill the dates with a revenue-generated event that will exceed the cart show.
And Simpson is being sued by the production company that made that exercise video shown during his trial. The company charges breach of contract, saying Simpson failed to do promotional ads for the video. It's now coming up on 4 minutes past the hour. For many aircraft industry workers in California, Christmas has come early. John Goodman of CBS Radio's KNX Los Angeles explains.
Thousands of McDonnell Douglas employees undoubtedly slept better after hearing the Department of Defense authorize tripling its C-17 military transport fleet to 120. The $18 billion plan is a boon for the beleaguered Southern California defense industry. As the plan was being announced at the Long Beach plant, jubilant workers celebrated.
It means job security. Yeah, it's probably the most important part of it.
It's a positive outlook on this program. A lot of people put a lot of time into it. It's a great thing for the people that have worked so hard for so many years.
It's a vote of confidence for the product and for the people here.
Nearly 10,000 at McDonnell Douglas are employed on the program, an additional 7,000 for C-17 suppliers in Southern California. John Goodman for CBS News, Los Angeles.
The tension over U.S. military presence in one part of Japan continues. Steve Herman in Tokyo has the latest.
Okinawa's governor says he will continue to refuse to sign documents needed to force property owners to lease their land to American military forces. Prime Minister Tomoichi Murayama met with Governor Masahide Ota to try to get him to change his mind. But the governor says he won't budge to show support for his constituents, outraged by the rape 2 months ago of a 12-year-old Okinawa schoolgirl, allegedly by three U.S. servicemen. That means it's now up to the Prime Minister to force Okinawans to continue leasing land to the U.S. bases. It's expected that Murayama will sign the documents, because failure to do so would create a major rift in U.S.-Japan relations. Steve Herman for CBS News, Tokyo.
The Philippines is trying to recover from the most powerful storm to hit the islands in a decade. Typhoon Angela has left a reported 250 people dead. Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega may have gotten a boost in his demand for a new trial. The Washington Post reports federal prosecutors acknowledge a key witness against Noriega may have been bribed into testifying by the Cali drug cartel. The time now 7 minutes past the hour. The Washington Post says President Clinton is rethinking his position on the Republican welfare reform package. Quoting unnamed administration officials, the Post says Mr. Clinton is taking what it calls huge heat from some Democrats to veto the package. But the paper says, having campaigned for welfare reform, the president would prefer to sign the measure. The latest on the battle of the budget, Rob Armstrong reports from Capitol Hill.
House and Senate Republican leaders are likely going to put a short-term spending bill together with a measure to extend the government's ability to borrow money. They're still working out the details, House Budget Chairman John Kasich of Ohio.
We're trying to put together a temporary debt ceiling increase that makes sense, that will run the government until we get our job done. The continuing resolution will be cranked down. It is going to more reflect Republican less spending ideas.
Democrats reject putting the two together, and they are adamantly opposed to putting anything else with the debt ceiling or the continuing resolution. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle.
The White House has made it clear there ought not be any linkage, any connection. And I think certainly a majority, if not all Democrats, would support that delinkage as we consider this issue.
The government runs out of money 1 week from Monday. This coming Friday is a federal holiday, and right now nothing is ready for floor action and probably won't be until midweek. So the government could be forced to shut down for a day or two the following week while these issues get sorted out. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In his weekly radio address this morning, Mr. Clinton said proposed Republican cuts in environmental programs are yet another reason to veto a GOP balanced budget bill.
Under the cover of balancing the budget, the Republican Congress is going after the essential environmental protections that have guaranteed the health and safety of all Americans for a long time now. And I am determined to stop them.
Russia's prime minister says President Boris Yeltsin is in control. He says Yeltsin has not handed over control while he recovers from heart trouble. Yeltsin's spokesman says the president is carrying out his constitutional duties. Some history made in the NBA last night. Two expansion teams began play. Both won. Toronto Raptors beat the New Jersey Nets 94-79. And the Vancouver Grizzlies beat Portland 92-80. Time is 10 minutes after the hour.